Entry and exit times are off. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, everyone. Hello and welcome. This is Amanda Moxley, and today is December 27th, 2011. And I want to just give you a huge, big welcome and happy holidays. This is such an exciting time of the year. There's so much magic and wonder and joy and anticipation about releasing the old and stepping boldly and courageously with innocence and eyes of wonder and joy into the new year. So I really want to just extend a heartfelt gratitude for sharing this year with me at whatever level of point of contact with me. I'm just so appreciative. It's been a wonderful year, and I appreciate you all. And I want to just bless you all and set a collective intention that your financial life will be blessed and prosperous from this moment forward, and that tonight or whenever you're listening to this audio, that you will actually experience and hear something so profound that it's going to change something in your life and allow you to really get into a deeper calling and a deeper purpose and a deeper mission on the planet. This is a preview call series. This has been a free training series. And for the Six Figures in 6 Months, the Healthy Way private coaching program, which I am now offering. And you can learn more about it at amandamoxley.com/6in6/. I have to tell you that this is a very small, because I am giving so much of my personal time and energy in this awesome one-on-one program, that it is limited to a very small group, and yet it's not a group program. There is a group component to it, and two of the places have already been filled. So if you're interested in this, I'm going to share a little bit more about it at the end of the call tonight. And if you have any questions about it or you'd like to have a consultation with me to see how this program could fit for you, and we could talk about your dreams, your visions, your goals, what's blocking you, and how to move forward powerfully, then you can email me at amanda@amandamoxley.com. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm just going to give like a 2-minute intro. I am Amanda Moxley, and our website's amandamoxley.com/6in6/. And I am a body transformation coach and expert, and I first healed, like many of you, I first healed my own body. I was overweight. I was teased on the playground as a child, and I had really bad body image and food habits and sabotaged myself with food. And so I really first transformed my own body, and I remember just declaring that once I healed myself, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, I said, you had some sort of a healing crisis in your life, a healing transformation. I said, if I can heal this, I'm going to help as many women and men on the planet as I possibly can. And that's really what I've devoted myself to, really been on this path for over 12 years. I have a master's in social work. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I've been coaching men and women professionally since 05, 06. And, you know, you go in, and I've also been a yoga teacher for 10 years also. So, you go into something like this, and you heal, you have your own healing transformation, and then you decide to go on a path of, oh, I'm going to make a business of it. And all of a sudden, you're an accidental entrepreneur, which is what happened to me. I had, like, no business background whatsoever, and I struggled for quite a few years. I wouldn't call it struggling. I just lived well within my means and wasn't really living a super full, awesome, to-the-max life that I feel like I am at this point. And I really desired that awesome life, and I just didn't know how to get there. And maybe you've heard me share on other calls or read on the information page on the 6in6 that I've had a really huge quantum leap this year within my income and just my own professionalism, where I went from last January, February, having $200 to my name, having to ask my parents, you know, thank God I have great parents that could actually help me, but they helped me pay my mortgage, and, you know, I just drained my savings, and then I turned it around. I ended up not knowing how, but I knew my why, because I was seeing other people in the industry really, really making it happen. And I wanted what they had. And I wanted to have a really amazing presence on the planet. I had a big mission. I had a huge message. And it just wasn't getting out in the way that I really desired in my heart for it to get out. And the money, too, piece was, you know, I was just really done with struggling financially. So I invested in working with a mentor, a high-end mentor, and within 6 weeks turned it around and received and manifested amazing, most amazing, awesome clients and received $54,000 and went on to double that by the end of, I guess it's, you know, October, November. So it's been just an incredible spiritual journey, an incredible year, just beyond belief. And the truth is when, you know, with every new client you get or every time you double your income, it's like, who are you becoming? And I actually have my dearest friend from childhood and growing up. I mean, we're in our mid-30s and we're still best friends. She's going to come on in a little bit and share a little bit about that transformation. And then I have a lot to share with you tonight. And I just want you to know that you are in the right place. If you are a health coach or a wellness practitioner, if you're a yoga teacher or a creative artist, you're a spiritual service-based small business owner who wants to get paid well and do what you love. You know, this is for you if you're new to business or you've been in it for a while. If it's for you if you are ready to start making the money that you deserve and desire so that you can live your most amazing life while transforming and healing the world. And chances are you already have transformed your own body, mind, and spirit in some fashion or form, and you're passionate beyond belief about helping other people do the same. And now it's time for you to become healthy financially. So my question is what does that look like for you? What does it look like for you to look healthy financially? My intention is for you and all of us as a unified field of health and wellness and healing professionals for us to be able to heal our own wounded money stories so that we can truly generate a greater light on the planet. I remember when I was going through my dark night, you know, at the beginning of this year, and I remember driving and I was like, I heard this voice and it said, you know, you're a light worker. I get emotional. It was just like I was driving. I was going to go teach my yoga class, and I heard this. I was struggling, you know, had so much pain and so much struggle, and I heard this voice say, you're a light worker. You don't need to worry about survival. I've got your back. You know, you just focus on what you're good at. And it was such a release of energy of really remembering who I really was. And I hope that tonight I can remind you who you really are. And when you are a health coach or healer or a healing art professional and you are worried about your survival needs or even basic survival needs of how are you going to pay the mortgage or how are you going to do this or even if it's just like how are you going to fund your dream or how are you going to get the support that you need to get your dream out into the world? How are you going to have the money and the resources to host your international retreats or host your local retreats? Or how are you going to get your coaching practice out? Or how are you going to market yourself? Or how are you going to get your TV show or whatever your big dream is and your big idea? And so if you're this health, wellness, light worker, and you are concerned and in those lower vibrations of like the first chakra of like just getting your basic needs met, truly you're not helping the world. And I would even say that you're hurting the world. And I would actually say that when you, I'm going to talk a lot about this because tonight we're talking about stepping into the power of the hour and into your feminine essence and power to transform your body, your business, and ultimately the planet. But the truth is that when you're focused on that, you're not helping anyone. And we need to take a stand, especially if you're born in the U.S. or even if you're just listening to this call and you have access to this information and you're not, you know, in a slave labor or in a sweatshop or you have a burqa on and you have no ability to really express and be the light you're meant to be. If you have access to this, I'm telling you that you are meant for a huge amount of light in the world. You are a lighthouse on the planet. And your plague, small, and your fears and your worries and your limitations are not serving you nor anyone. And you are the one and the only one that the world is waiting for. So it's not about you. And I'm going to really get into that. It's really about tapping into the power of the hour, tapping into your feminine essence and intuition to transform your business, your money story, and ultimately the planet in 2012. So I'm going to give you all that I have in the time that we have. We'll have about an hour. And then I want to open it up just so you know there will be time. So if you have any questions, you can write them down, and I'd be happy to give you some laser coaching tonight. And so I'm going to share all that I have. And then for those of you who are ready and what I'm sharing does resonate with you, I'm going to tell you more about the 6 months to six figures program, which is really about you receiving more support and accountability and coaching in order to take your business beyond the six-figure mark in the next 6 months. So with it being the final week of 2011, so it's about really harnessing the power of the hour, very magical times, it's time to take stock of your accomplishments and also time to shut the door and say bye-bye to the things that you will no longer accept in your life. So I'm going to read you a list of things, and I want you to just kind of check in and see if you're ready to say goodbye to these. So are you ready to say goodbye to giving your service away for free and not charging what you are worth? Are you ready to say bye-bye to having poor money boundaries? You know, not letting people pay you or not pay you over a course of 2 years, which is things. These are all things from my own experience, and I've heard clients do as well. Drama and negative feelings about, like, every purchase that you make or every time you go and use your credit card or you circulate money, you have a bad feeling inside. And it's just like you feel like you should be able to have what you desire, but you just have bad feelings and drama over it. Are you ready to say goodbye to financial struggle completely, like no emotional roller coaster about money? Are you ready to say goodbye to all your money worries that keep you up at night? I know those 3 a.m. moments, even though you've been working so hard. I talk to people all the time. You're working so hard, and yet the money is still not there. Are you ready to say goodbye to standing in your own way and giving your power away to your limiting beliefs, your false conditioning that was passed on and inherited, the fears and the stories that are running your life? You can say goodbye to all this right here and right now. Are you ready to say goodbye to not living to your highest potential? Or going without or only allowing yourself to have the crumbs left over from the pie, like a raw vegan pie from the health food store. You know, you're really just, I can have a little bit, but I better not have the whole thing. Are you ready to say goodbye to watching other people in the industry live their dream life while making an enormous impact and changing lives and being visible, and as a result of that, making money and living in total joy? Are you ready to say goodbye to lack of clarity on your plan and on your purpose? And are you ready to say goodbye to lack of systems for your business that set you up for leveraging your time so that you can actually enjoy your family, enjoy your body more, do healthier things, not abandon your spiritual practices, not abandon your yoga practice or your meditation practice because you're working all the time? And finally, are you ready to say goodbye to not believing in yourself and believing in and living in lack and negativity and a low frequency? So it is time to draw the line in the sand and be done with all of the above if that is what you desire. And it's just as easy as that. So what would you rather have in 2012? And really, this week, tonight, tomorrow, the next couple of days, spend some time, give yourself some time to really, really dream big And I want you to know that, you know, that you can really have it all. You can be, you can do, and you can have all that you desire. So how would you rather like to say yes to more than enough income from your health coaching or other health professional-based business to support you and invest in yourself at the level that you dream of? How would you like to, in 2012, have plenty of quality time to spend with your family or for travel and other activities that are really important to you and your heart and your soul? Would you rather, in 2012, get your message and story out to the world in a new and powerful way that heals more people and the planet? So you're really affecting a massive amount of change by you getting your message and your unique story, because I know it's a good one, out into the world. And in 2012, would you rather have no more financial stress and have a new set point of joy and peace and prosperity and just a really calm, steady mind, and let that be your new normal way of being, where there's seriously no drama whatsoever around money, no emotional roller coaster about it. It's always there for you, and you're always provided for. So we're going to ask you a couple more questions, so you can write these down and you can come back to them. What is it that you specifically want for yourself in 2012? What is it that you specifically want for yourself in 2012? What is your specific income goal? And why? Knowing that the amount of money that you're going to allow in is going to fund your vision, your purpose, and your mission in the world. So again, what is your specific income goal and why? And then in terms of just lifestyle, what does your schedule look like? Because I know lots of you are working a lot during the day, 12, 15 hours a day, some of you. And it's not like you're working efficiently. You're working very inefficiently and sabotaging yourself while you're working and, you know, wasting time on Facebook or on wherever and not really efficiently working. So what does your schedule look like? And how are you helping your people, the people that you are meant to serve? So again, how are you helping your people? This is the most important one. What kind of support are you actually receiving? Because chances are, if you're in the health and the healing profession, you are giving 24/7 to your clients, then you come home to your family, to your children, then your spouse, and to your community. And some of you have, you're in a spiritual community or a religious community, and you're giving to that as well. So what are you doing? How are you receiving in 2012? What kind of support are you going to allow yourself to receive? In 2012, are you going to allow yourself to receive one-on-one coaching and mentorship for you to get your right message out to the world? You know, that hands-on, like loving and valuing yourself enough that you're willing and you have the strength and the confidence and courage in yourself to like actually hire a mentor or a coach who's an expert and a couple steps ahead of you, 10 steps ahead of you, who can just see your brilliance and magnificence and allow you and coach the Olympian out of you. Every Olympian is only Olympian because they allowed themselves to get coached to become an Olympian. So why would you or your business be different? So are you going to receive one-on-one mentorship from an expert who is living and doing what you want to do, for creating your systems to leverage your time so that you can be with your family more, or you can travel more or do things that you love? Are you going to receive one-on-one support and mentoring so that you can have your marketing, make sure your marketing, your messaging is being done in the right way. And getting your right brand and your social media in place and just getting all the pieces in place so that your business, your message, your vision is actually a business rather than a hobby. So what are you going to receive? Really dream big. Like if you could have, like how awesome, what kind of support or administrative team are you going to hire on? What kind of things are you going to delegate? You got to start thinking, if you want to be a six-figure business owner, you need to be asking yourself, how would a six-figure business owner handle this email? How would a six-figure business owner work with this client? What kind of boundaries would she have? And start acting as if. And what kinds of peers do you want to surround yourself with? There's a statistic in the coaching world I've heard that you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. So if you're surrounding yourself with people who are in lack and fear and not believing in yourself and they're, you know, no judgment on them, they're watching TV all the time and, you know, actually one of my friends was telling me she was sharing her dreams with her family member and her aunt was saying, you know, that's a little bit much. And, you know, and then my friend said, it's called a dream for a reason. So really, you've got to be careful who you're sharing your vision with. I mean, you wouldn't let anyone just come around your newborn baby and cough on your newborn baby, right? Same thing. You got to keep this sacred. And you have to really surround yourself with people who don't have lack beliefs and who really are, like, cool with, like, having money and knowing that money is an awesome resource, and it just will expand who you really are on the planet. So those are the questions. And finally, the final question I have is, what kind of impact do you want to have on the world in 2012? I mean, what do you really want to do? What is your vision? This is the power of the hour. And all of this can happen for you. And I know because I know that I manifested a lot, you know, pretty much, I'm taking all these questions from my own life, and I have doubled my income, over doubled it this year, and I've made such a huge, a much more massive impact on the globe. And I know that if I can do this, so can you. So I'm actually going to invite Holly on right now. And then after she speaks, she's going to speak for, you know, a couple minutes. We're going to talk, and I'm going to introduce her. Then I'm going to talk to you all about really harnessing your feminine energy and allowing this to all be easy and joyful. So just as an introduction, Holly has been, her name is Holly Barber, otherwise known as Barbs, and she has been my best friend since preschool or kindergarten, along those lines. I went up to her at the swimming pool when I was about 4 years old, and I put my hand out and I said, "Hi, I'm Amanda Moxley. Do you want to be friends?" And so we've had an amazing friendship and just a very soulful, deep friendship for all these years. And she's just the best. So I wanted her to come on and just share a little bit because she's obviously been with me all these years and have her share. So, Holly, you could press *6 to unmute your line.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Oh, I'm just so excited and so honored to be on this call, and I can just tell already just how much passion and energy you're bringing to me already, and I, like, talk to you every day. it's so wonderful to be here. And I just want to just tell everyone, like, what a gift you're giving yourself for investing in this call and with Amanda and how honored you are to be able to work with her. Seriously, I have a funny story. One of the first times she came up to me when we were kind of both early on in our careers was, like, I think it was right before you went and wanted to do your yoga training, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, "Well, I don't know if I should do this." And it was just kind of a doubtful time of your life. You just weren't quite sure, but you really knew, like, something was pulling you into something bigger. And you were just really ready for it, I could tell. And anyway, I can't really quite remember what I told you, but it was just one of those things where you're just like, "I'm going to do it. It's the unknown. I'm going to just take it and just go for it." And once, I think it was something along the lines of it was just going to be another door that was going to open for you and you should just try it and see what. Was that kind of around, I think it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I was impressed with by you is that you just really, like, embraced the unknown, you followed your heart and you went for it, and it truly did open up, like, so many, one door after another, and I just, like, love that about you, that you followed, like, just that small feeling, and I just embraced it all. And so Amanda can help bring that out in you, I think, and help you transform your body, your life, help you see what you need to see. If you're ready for a shift, she's definitely your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I feel like I could talk forever about her, but I know I don't have a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys can probably sense her passion. I know I can, and I just feel like that's the kind of person you want on your team. Like, there's a lot of coaches out there. She's worked with the best of the best, and I've worked with some of the ones she's worked with, and honestly, she's got...
Holly, we lost you. Maybe I should fill in her words. You know, best friends can do that for each other. Holly, are you there? I think she might have a phone problem. Yeah, we'll just see if she's going to be able to come back on. Sorry about that, everyone. All right. So what I think I'll do is I think she'll probably make it back on in a minute. But what I want to do is just kind of appreciate her for saying that it really is. I actually remember standing in her kitchen and like, you know, and maybe a lot of you are like that with what is next for you. Like, well, what should I do? And I don't know. And then the fear of the unknown and not believing in yourself and not knowing if it will work. And when you do say yes and you follow your heart, if it is in your heart, literally the entire universe backs up to support you and to take you to that next level. And I think, you know, I started my yoga training 10 years ago, and that is, it has literally been open door, open door, open door, and deepened. And I'm sure many of you are like that too. And the whole point is when you're the spiritual health practitioner, but you don't have the money and the mindset, there's a lot of healing that needs to happen around the money story. Holly, are you back?
I'm back, baby, and I've got a couple other quick things to say.
Oh, okay,
so sorry,
go ahead.
My phone dropped.
It's okay.
I wanted to say that from the early days that you really showed me your willingness to step in and embrace the unknown, even though you had the doubts, like you still trusted, like that was really, I thought, was one of your strengths, and you could help me see that as well in my life. But also what I've noticed the most powerfully in you is that since you started working with your coach, like you've had a lot of good coaches, but when you really like committed and just stepped into it and made a decision to just go for it, like that's when everything literally shifted overnight. And I think it, like you said, it was like 6 weeks. Like it just was just this huge, huge radical shift. And I think that's like the power of like all of the work that you have, you know, you've done from your yoga training, your nutrition training, social work, it all just kind of has come together. Now you can pass all that on. And I think one of the great things about the work you can help with other people is that you have this really balanced and holistic approach. And so I think, like, that just covers all the bases. And I think that's a unique offering that not a lot of people have, or I don't think anyone has, where you can combine the movement, the food, the business. And so really impressed with everything you're doing. And I think if you're wondering about how to make a decision, I think you just have to trust yourself if you're thinking about working with somebody, anybody, but I really am. I think Amanda is amazing, and so just if you're ready for the shift, I think that's your way to go. And I just think in my personal life, she's transformed my life by her example, and also just her, you know, wonderful, you know, presence and being. So to be able to be in that energy and vibration is I think priceless. So thanks so much for having me here, and so excited to continue listening to the call and, like, totally taking all these notes. I love it. You always learn something new every day.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah, I think that in a lot of ways, just even, Holly, and I'm like half a year older than you, but in a lot of ways I can see how I'm a, you know, not just age, but a few steps ahead of you in so many areas, and it's just, it's so cool to see how just, you know, and just saying this humbly, like, me just being this example has opened up way for you to really step into your power and your highest potential. And that goes back to what I was saying, is you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And also I think what's impressed me too and is just how you've managed to be a mom, be a wife, be a friend. I mean, you have like a three-year-old. So like over the whole last 3 years, you've been able to build this really successful business, still maintain our friendship and like everything else, like really well. Like, and I'm not just saying that, like really you've done such an amazing job. So, you know, you're doing something right. You're doing something really right. Yeah. I think it's really impressive.
Thank you.
So I hope I can live into, I hope I can step into that, you know, when I'm out there managing a kid and my cats, my business, everything. So
yeah, thank you
so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it's beneficial for people to meet you. So that's the truth, everyone. I think from it's just really about saying yes. If you have a desire, and I had that desire. I was seeing all these other people just really be successful in their business and in their life, and I'm like, I want that too. And I had the desire, and then I hooked up with someone, a mentor, who could coach me to that, and that's where you're seeing. So I know you can't do it on your own, and I say, you know, if you are doing it on your own, which I did for the first, you know, 05 till 2009 or so, you know, it's like, how's that working for you? So if you want to stay where you are, you could stay where you are, but if you really want to have a quantum leap and grow, you really do need to hook up with someone who's holding the space for you and who can take you there. So back to your vision and really realizing that the moment that you commit, then providence moves too, and you can manifest all of the above, all that vision and the purpose and your schedule and everything that you want to receive. You can literally manifest that with ease and joy and grace just by saying yes, and that is the power of the feminine. And the truth is that you are so powerful. You, I'm talking to you right here, you are the only one stopping you from living your vision. I mean, that's the good news. But the truth is that the conditioning, you know, our financial blueprint was set by the time we were seven. So the blueprint, and who knows what you inherited, right? God bless our grandparents and our parents and this crazy world that we've inherited. But so your conditioning, you know, your conditioning, your stories, the things you tell yourself, like, no one will buy that, no one affords that, I don't know anyone who would buy that, all the stuff you tell yourself, and I used to tell myself too, it's blocking you. It's the only thing stopping you from living your vision. You know, your fears, the false evidence appearing real, the fears that, I mean, I had to manifest my deepest fear of draining my savings and, like, literally having to ask my parents. My other fear would have been to go back to social work. But I had to get to that rock bottom in order for me to finally just step up into my power and claim it and call it in. And it doesn't have to be that bad. Like, you don't have to be that dramatic. So, but those fears are so powerful. And you got to recognize what your fears are. And know that most 99% of the time, your fears, your false evidence appearing real, does not manifest. Your doubts are so powerful, and your lack beliefs. I mean, your lack of belief, people wake up and lack. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Oh, the sun is setting so early. You know, like, people are talking about lack all the time, and you hear it, and then everyone comes in on lack. Like, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough friendships, there's not enough, you know, quality time, whatever it is. And your thoughts, a belief is only a thought you keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that you keep thinking. And all of these are the only things blocking you from your desires. So that's truly the good news. And that's why, you know, that it does take a lot of inner work. I mean, I think it's pretty easy. I know that I love marketing. I love creating. I love writing copy. I love just, you know, all these masculine writing structures and programs and that fun creative piece. And yet, really, the inner work piece of unhooking all these limitations and stories, that is where the work comes in. And I want you to know that the universe is friendly to you. Just feel that. God loves you. The universe loves you. And do you think that God is sitting up there, wherever up there is, and she's got her arms crossed, and or he has her, you know, and is saying, like, you know, got his arms crossed. He's just like, sorry, you know, I gave you that one break before, you know, when you transformed your own body or your health or had that healing transformation, but sorry, that's it. That's all you get. You know, you just got that one break, but you're on your own. Forget about it. And God's like, you know, sorry, I want you to struggle in financial ruin and have all these fears and the doubts. And, you know, no, this is a very loving and a benevolent universe. So just breathe into that. Feel that. It's like floating in the ocean, being carried by the divine. Allow yourself to receive that truth. That this is really where the feminine energy comes into play. And this is where it can be as simple as just receiving. So in order to tap into the power of the hour and really, really harness and step into your feminine energy, and this goes if you're a man as well, you need to allow yourself to receive. Women, we are actually built to receive. And you actually have to allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to receive. It's a humbling space to go from making it about you and your stories of not being good enough or not worthy or, you know, asking for what you want, but then not really believing it can happen or saying, oh, God, I really want this. I really want to make 6 figures, but I know I don't really need it, and it's probably too much, and I shouldn't ask for that much. Or, you know, God, universe, like, I really want to go on this trip, but if it doesn't work out, that's fine. Or I really want to work with this coach, but if it doesn't work out, that's fine. And whatever it is your story is, and to really moving out of your own way and allowing, this is the real feminine part, allowing God, universe, to move through you. How great is that? So that you become the channel and you are the light. So please, from this moment forward, allow yourself to be loved and supported and held in the arms of the divine. Allow yourself to be loved and allow yourself to be provided for. It's really about just allowing it, letting it in, receiving, allowing yourself to be nurtured. And letting it be easy. And stop taking yourself out of the game because of your lack beliefs and your old conditioned stories of limitation and fear. Love yourself enough to see yourself as a child of the universe and know and allow yourself to have it all. Be done with the emotional roller coaster of money and there's not enoughness whatever it is that you personally struggle with. And really go back to remembering your childlike nature. So in your mind right now, just think about a child in your life and how trusting he or she is. How full of love and wonder and absolute pure joy and excitement. I live with a 3-year-old, and the kid is stoked every morning when you wake up. He's like, good morning! You know, it's like taking on a new day. That's a high frequency. That's how kids are like magic, and people really gravitate to children because of their magicalness, because they're so close to the universe, to source. So allow yourself to be like that child again. And what does your heart truly desire and long for? And journal about it and claim it and own it and allow yourself to. A desire was planted in your heart by God. Desire, the root of desire means of God. If you really desire an amazing business, doing what you love that supports and nurtures you and gets your message, then allow yourself to have it and don't back down until you claim it and get the support you need so that you can manifest it. You know, I've done a lot of these free consultations and just working with a lot of clients, you know, the women that I'm working with and attracted to, and you have powerful stories, and you have a big, big heart, bigger than big, like Mother Teresa big, and your desires are so pure. So healing this money story and allowing yourself to have a six-figure or more lifestyle, it's time. Because I know that when women like us have money and we can write checks and we can do, we're in power. You know, less than 2% of the world's, I think it's even less than 1% of the world's money is owned by women. Now, I think if women had 98% of the money, well, there would be no war. We wouldn't be sending our boys off to. I wouldn't be sending my son off to go kill other boys. And I'm going on a tangent, sorry. But, you know, if women had 98% of the world's wealth, there would be peace, cooperation, collaboration. And this isn't like a man-bashing thing. It's just about that feminine energy. It would be like complete love and honoring of the earth and respect for one another. Because we know how we are as women and that nurturing quality. And so I really want you guys to know that you have to wake up and heal this money story, especially if you're here living in the most wealthiest place on the planet, that, and you have a gift, and you were, let's say you had cancer, or you had some crazy healing transformation you went through, and you're not allowing yourself to receive your good and allowing yourself to get your message out. That needs to be reprogrammed, and it needs to happen now. Because for every woman that's staying up in the middle of the night, having a sleepless night about how am I going to survive, how am I going to make it, that energy can be channeled into so much good. And that's really what it's about. It's not like after you get your needs met and you've got, you know, you've done the travel and you've done the fun things and you've gotten out there, it's really about massive, massive service and giving back. So trust that you are here to let. You're not here to get anything. You are here to dispense your divine gifts. And in this way, you shift your mentality from sales and I got to get a client or I got to get money and, oh, how am I going to survive? How am I going to pay this or that? To service. It's like, how can I be of service here? How can I be a channel? You know, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? And in doing so, you're sharing your divine gifts. When a woman gets out of survival and fight or flight, and you start sharing your divine gifts, and it comes back to you, it returns, every desire is granted. It's really that simple. You are here to reflect and reveal the cosmos. I kind of came up with this from my own journaling, and you are here to grow and dance in the essence of Great Spirit's presence. You're supposed to be in joy. You're here to be yourself. You are here to be your unique you, and this is the age of the personal brand. There has never been anyone born like you. No one with your unique set of skills and talents, your vision, your heart, your soul. And you are here to love and to feel good and to be in joy and to allow yourself to receive. You know, in the Bible it says it's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that and something else it says in the Bible is that it's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, and therefore ask largely. Don't ask small. Don't just ask for a couple pieces of the crumbs of the pie, of the raw vegan pie here. Ask for it all. Allow yourself to grow into your highest potential in 2012. Ask and it is given. And embracing the dark side of you and the light side of you and loving every piece of you so that you can really have it all. Because this is a magical time this week. So if what I'm resonating with you is, or sharing with you is resonating with you, my offering for you tonight is my individualized, customized 6-month coaching program. It's called the Six Figures in 6 Months, the Healthy Way, where I'm going to coach you to manifest and receive and a six-figure business like I've done this year. It's an investment of $10,000. And if you think about it, that $10,000 investment is just 10%. I mean, if you make $100,000, that's just 10%. So it's just like, it's kind of obvious, like, if you were to, it's just a really good return on your investment, that if you invest that much, you are going to get that much back. And, like, that's my expectation, is that people will, maybe your goal really isn't six figures, but that you're really got your eyes on the prize and you're going to end all financial struggle and you're going to step into your power and your presence. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I'll give you the URL. It's amandamoxley.com/6in6/. So if anything I'm resonating with you, if what I'm sharing is resonating with you, you can also email me and we can set up a personalized time to talk about it. But it's a 6-month high touch, very much high touch program with me as your guide and mentor, coaching you as your co-pilot all the way to six figures in the next 6 months. So I want you to know that it is the nuts and the bolts. It is the A to the Z business structures, concrete structures that you need to have a successful six-figure business, plus the necessary inner work of believing in yourself and receiving what you desire. I have found that while coaching people, anyone can go out there, because we love it, we love what we do, and we can bust out our whatever our program or our product or whatever it is, but it's really getting into that receiving mindset and calling it in and going and picking up what is already yours. So in terms of the support you're getting, you're going to get a full, you're going to get coaching calls with me every week. You're going to get one full day VIP live retreat with me where we'll map out your healthy way to six figures master plan. You're welcome to fly to Utah. I also will be in Los Angeles a couple times up until March, end of February, March. And otherwise, we can do this via Skype. The most, I've done it all sorts of ways, depending on where you are in the world. So you also get monthly topic group coaching programs, group coaching calls. So I really think, like I said, that core group of peers, that I've created a small group of people in this program, so you have that community, the mastermind, the beautiful sisterhood of, like, let's rock this out. We're all doing this, and we're all holding each other accountable to it. And I see you and your brilliance and your magnificence. So those calls will be led by me and other leading experts in the industry. This is high touch. You're going to get complete access to me for material reviews, feedback, and inner and outer support. And I love offering a fast action bonus for anybody who acts quickly, because that is one of the signs of a successful six-figure business owner, is taking decisive action and listening to your gut and, yes, going for it. For those of you who are on the call and listening to this recording tonight or getting this in the next 20 – well, actually, tonight, you're hearing this tonight, you are going to receive an additional half-day Skype or live intensive with me, meaning that when you register tonight at amandamoxley.com/6in6/, you're going to have, in addition to that full day with me and you, hands on hand, side by side on your business, you're also going to get an additional half-day that can be used during the six months. So those days are normally $1,500, but you're going to be getting that just for committing to your dreams and just saying yes tonight. And I like to congratulate live callers, and that's why I'm offering it only to those of you who are live on the call. So if you really know in your heart, you know, everything I said where I said, okay, what are you saying bye-bye to? What are you saying yes to? If you know in your heart that this is your year, 2012 is your year no matter what, then, and you have some questions, but you're still committed to do this and you want to work with me, email me tonight at amanda@amandamoxley.com and we'll set up a consultation where we can really see that if this is the right fit for you. Because truly it's not the right fit for everyone. And it is a small group. There's only less than 10 people. Two of the places have been taken, spoken for. So really there's only 8 spaces. And I really trust that it will fill up quickly, being that I am the channel, right? I'm walking my talk here. I really know that this is what I'm meant to be doing right now. I'm going to show you exactly what I did this year to double my income, to make that six figures in six weeks. I mean, 54,000 in 6 weeks. And the truth is there is so much in the enrollment process of you just saying yes. I mean, like Holly was saying, like once I just said, decided and did it, then I got my butt in gear and I just made it happen. So much power in that, in really investing in yourself. And as I said before, that imagine making six figures by June 2012. You're making your whole year. Some people's yearly income, their goal is just six figures, which is great. But imagine making all that in the first 6 months. Your investment will have been paid for 10 times over. But if you're serious and you're focused and you're a little bit of a Amanda Moxley like I am, like I was, you could just blow it out and make 54 in 6 weeks. So really the sky's the limit. The invisible supply is inexhaustible. Money is just energy, and that's the fun part. It's just energy, and it's about you lining up your energy, getting your systems in place, your right marketing in place, your right messaging in place, and then allowing it to come in. So if you know that this is your next best step, then you can, again, email me at amanda@amandamoxley.com. And I'm just going to leave you with this last bit, and then I'm going to open up for questions, that you know that there's no lack of people suffering with weight and health issues. I mean, in the U.S. alone, 75% of the people are obese. We have a problem here, people. And we as light workers and health professionals are on the front lines. And I know you've got purpose and passion and a wonderful message. So there's really no lack out there. This business, being health and nutrition and healing, this is a recession-proof business. End of story. People will pay for this. People need this. It's really a necessity. So there is plenty of business out there for you, and there is no reason why you can't have the same success and even more than I have had. And I want to show you the way if you're interested in working with me, if it feels like a good fit. Okay? So, again, amandamoxley.com/6and6/. So I want to open up the line. If anyone has any questions, would like a little laser coaching, you can press *6, and I will answer your question. So who has a question? *6, state your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. No questions tonight? All right, everyone. Well, then, it has been such an honor, such a joy to share this with you. I do have some good news. I'm fired up on this topic. I am going to be sharing more of the free training series calls coming into January. We will send out information as to when those will be held, and I just hope you all really draw the line in the sand and let it be done. Drop off, say bye-bye to all and everything that is no longer serving you. Step into your power in 2012. The world is waiting for you. The world is waiting for you. And I believe in all of you, and I'm waiting for you. I want you to be on this, be here, because we need more people in their power and in the light. No more struggling, no more strife, no more sleepless nights. Truly step into your power, claim it. Women need to be in their power around money, and you can do it. So bless you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. And I look forward to serving you, those of you who are ready to take this gorgeous, gorgeous journey with me. Have a great night, everyone. Namaste.